Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there, my name is Stephen Butler and I am your guide on this great big celebration of books, the World of Stories online podcast. And today we've got a brilliant book to talk about because we are talking about Rooftoppers by Catherine Rundell. It's the winner of the Blue Peter Book Awards and the Waterstone Children's Book Prize. And I'm here to tell you a little bit about it. Everyone thinks that Sophie is an orphan. Found floating in a cello case, she is the only recorded female survivor of a shipwreck on the English Channel. But Sophie remembers seeing her mother wave for help. When the Child Welfare Agency threatened to send Sophie to an orphanage, Sophie and her guardian flee to Paris to find her mother, starting with the only clue she has, the address of the cello maker. Find out a little bit more by listening to this excerpt read by Gordon Griffin.
Charles had never really known a child before. He told Sophie as much on the way home. I do, I'm afraid. Understand books far more readily than I understand people. Books are so easy to get along with. The carriage ride took 4 hours. Charles held Sophie on the very edge of his knee and told her about himself, as though she were an acquaintance at a tea party. He was 36 years old and 6'3". He spoke English to people and French to cats and Latin to the birds. He had once nearly killed himself trying to read and ride a horse at the same time. "But I will be more careful," he said, "now that there is you, little cello child." Charles's home was beautiful, but it was not safe. It was all staircases and slippery floorboards and sharp corners. "I'll buy some smaller chairs," he said, "and we'll have thick red carpets. Although, how does one go about acquiring carpets? I don't suppose you know, Sophie." Unsurprisingly, Sophie did not answer. She was too young to talk, and she was asleep. She woke when they drew up in a street smelling of trees and horse dung. Sophie loved the house at first sight. The bricks were painted the brightest white in London, and shone even in the dark. The basement was used to store the overflow of books and paintings and several brands of spiders. And the roof belonged to the birds. Charles lived in the space in between. At home, after a hot bath in front of the stove, Sophie looked very white and fragile. Charles had not known that a baby was so terrifyingly tiny a thing. She felt too small in his arms. He was almost relieved when there was a knock at the door. He laid Sophie down carefully on a chair, with a Shakespearean play as a booster seat, and went up the stairs 2 at a time. When he returned, he was accompanied by a large grey-haired woman. Hamlet was slightly damp, and Sophie was looking embarrassed. Charles scooped her up and set her down, hesitating first over an umbrella stand in a corner, and then the top of the stove, inside the sink. He smiled, and his eyebrows and eye smiled too. "Please don't worry," he said. "We all have accidents, Sophie." Then he bowed at the woman. "Let me introduce you. Sophie, this is Miss Elliot from the National Child Care Agency. Miss Elliot, this is Sophie, from the ocean." The woman sighed, an official sort of sigh, it would have sounded, from Sophie's place in the sink, and frowned, and pulled clean clothes from a parcel. "Give her to me." Charles took the clothes from her. "I took this child from the sea, madam." Sophie watched, with large eyes. "She has nobody to keep her safe. Whether I like it or not, she is my responsibility. Not forever." "I beg your pardon?" "The child is your ward. She is not your daughter." This was the sort of woman who spoke in italics. you would be willing to lay bets that a hobby was organising people. This is a temporary arrangement. I beg to differ, said Charles.
Well, there you have it. Rooftoppers is an absolutely brilliant book and well worth a read. But if it turns out that it's not really what you're in the mood for just at this moment, do not panic. All you have to do is head over to www.worldbookday.com, where you can find all of the other podcasts that recommend tons of other books. And I know that one of them will be just perfect for your mood right now. So I hope you have a lot of fun exploring all those brilliant stories. Goodbye from me. Did you like what you heard? Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story.
J-I-B-B-A, J-A-B-B-A.